Well, invigorated by a community of peers and mentors, young Catholic professionals empowered to witness to their faith at work and through work, performing their professional vocations for the glory of God, and seeing the workplace the natural site for joyful evangelization. And central to YCP's mission of engaging young Catholic leaders is the importance of connecting them with seasoned Catholic professionals who already made the choice to live out their faith in all aspects of their life. Well, YCP is under new leadership, and joining me today is Jesse Jose, the Portland chapter of YCP's new president. Good morning, Jesse. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for having me.
Well, first, Jesse, I definitely want to ask you, you know, in your own career, when you were trying to get started, how have you found YCP to be such an important part of, like, your own journey?
I would say that getting up and going with my career, I didn't have YCP really to help guide me, to help me think about reflecting Christ's love to the people I encounter at work, and really just performing with excellence and knowing that what I bring in front of others is a reflection of Christ. So if I'm having a rough day and that shows in my face, and others won't know Christ through that. To really have peace and prayer in my life was something that I didn't really think to bring into the workspace until much later on, I would say maybe my mid-30s. And so now that I'm at the end of my 30s here and I'm finally into getting plugged into YCP, I think it's very important for young adults in their 20s and 30s as early as possible to have that connection to a Catholic community that can basically help guide them and inspire them and encourage them to work and witness for Christ and not only love God, but enjoy doing it and be happy about it. And others will see that and know Christ through that person.
I think that for many people, especially in professional careers, there is a hesitancy to live their faith. Like somehow the Catholic box is that box that comes down on Sundays, and that the work box is the box that we live every single day when you're at work. And it can be difficult or sometimes even frightening about merging the two. But we know as Catholics that that's the lens that we always need to view our life through, is that Catholic lens. And that means bringing it to work too. For young people, maybe COVID really set them back and they ended up doing something because these COVID years, that's all that was allowed to them. Maybe they're looking to make a shift. How important is it to have the networking that YCP offers to help them find that foothold?
To find that foothold during these COVID times and to help them through this workspace, to be able to feel part of a community, to know that they belong, that they don't have to hide or be afraid for community, for engagement. So YCP, Young Catholic Professionals, actually helps everyone to be bold, to step forward and to be a reflection of Christ and know that they do belong and that they are loved and a part of a bigger community. And it's not just themselves that are dealing with it themselves. So seeing that coming back and knowing that there is a place where they can reunite and really connect is very important. It's and I think that we all need that sense of belonging, and
sure,
especially when it connects us to our faith.
Yeah, absolutely. In the work field, I mean, already in big fields, it feels like you're just so small in all of this. But to have the support you need, especially the Catholic support to live out your faith in the workplace, is so important. Jesse Jose is joining me today. She's the new president of the Portland chapter of Young Catholic Professionals. They've got a great year ahead of exciting events. And Jesse's joining me today to share a little bit more about their program and what you can come to expect. Well, Jesse, I actually know firsthand of some of the things YCP does because our own Sarah Kenzie was the former president there. But for our listeners, maybe who are listening for the first time, don't know what YCP is doing and when they get together, the kind of great events that they offer. Tell our listeners a little bit more about, well, the kinds of things that are really helpful for young people that YCP offers.
Great. Thank you. Well, they do offer a variety of events in mostly in the Portland metro area, with some occasions being in Wine Country as well as Mount Angel Abbey. And in these variety of events, young adults are brought together with seasoned Catholic professionals, and these professionals share their insights and talk about the integration of faith and work. Some of these events would be, for example, the networking happy hour that we just had. It was in Wine Country, and it was where young Catholic professionals in their 20s and 30s could get together and network with one another, meeting people that meeting friends they never knew that they even had. And with God, all things are possible. They didn't know if maybe they were meeting their next boss or coworker, best friend or buddy or spouse, you know, yeah, God willing.
For sure.
It was a great time where you can get together in a casual setting and exchange contact information and just be a part of the community, of a Catholic young adult community. Another event that we have is the Virtue Panel. It's an executive virtue panel discussion where three panelists come together, seasoned Catholic professionals from all diverse walks of life. It could be in the secular environment, non-secular environment, or religious life. And they come together and they speak more about a virtue and how it plays into one's work life. So it really focuses on, for example, charity and how you can live virtuously in your workplace and with all you encounter in your daily life as well. Another event that Young Catholic Professionals has is the Executive Speaker Series, where a Catholic seasoned professional comes and gives a testimony and shares about their walk, as well as a focus on their industry and how their faith has brought them to where they're at today, and how that's really helped them navigate their professional life in a very positive and fruitful way. And then there's also the St. Joseph Advent Retreats, which are on Saturdays, and usually at Mount Angel Abbey. And it's about half a day, so it's easy to fit into one schedule. And at these retreats, it starts with some prayer, small group, reading the word together. We also get to enjoy having Mass celebrated, confession and holy adoration as well. And then at the end of our time together, we meet at the brewery and really network and get together with even the brothers, the monks that live there. And so meeting lasting friendships and making strong connections with people just like God wants us to.
Wow, Jesse, just such great events all year long. You all work so very hard in putting all of these things together. So it sounds like it's just going to be a really great year coming up for young Catholic professionals. Jesse, there is more I want to talk to you about, especially who are the people you are inviting to Young Catholic Professionals, but I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
Yes, thank you, Brenda.
Well, I am back with Jesse Jose. Jesse is the new Portland chapter president of Young Catholic Professionals. It's a group of people who come together and are empowered to witness to their faith through work and at work. Jesse is joining me today to just give us a little bit of a preview of what they have coming up, and more importantly, well, who should be joining them. Jesse, thanks so much for staying with us this morning.
Thank you, Brenda.
Well, Jesse, remind our listeners, for those maybe who missed our first half of the interview, how did you come to find Young Catholic Professionals, and what has been, you know, for you and your career, the part of Young Catholic Professionals that was just so very valuable?
I first came to know Young Catholic Professionals through Sarah Kinsey, who actually I met here at the Modern Day Radio Station. She invited me to a Young Catholic Professionals Saturday Advent Retreat, St. Joseph Light to the World at Mount Angel Abbey. It was the following month after I met her, which was December of last year. I did attend that Advent Retreat, and I am so appreciative that I did go. I thank her for introducing me to Young Catholic Professionals, because I went there, I felt that my spiritual life did deepen. I felt that I had a community now outside of my parish. It was great getting plugged into YCP through the Advent Retreat because I got to meet people who I'm still friends with today, and my spiritual life has deepened. I was able to really talk about the workplace and how important it is to live out my faith. Sometimes it's very difficult to talk about our faith in the workplace, and coming together with others to share that and to talk about what God wants from us when we are in that situation is very important. Not necessarily sitting back and just hiding that and waiting to be with our friends, but to actually be open when the Holy Spirit gives us the opportunity to speak about it, to do that.
Oh, absolutely. It is a wonderful group to be part of. If you are in your 20s and 30s, and this sounds like, well, just what you have been looking for. But this is a wide net. When we say young Catholic professionals, of course, we're talking about an age group. But who are the people, Jesse, that you're hoping to reach out to today to let them know, well, this is the group of people who can be uplifted by what YCP has to offer?
Yes, YCP is for every young adult in their 20s and 30s, regardless of their educational background, industry of work, and job title. No matter where they are in their work life and faith journey, YCP warmly welcomes them to attend events and belong.
Well, if you are just tuning in, Jesse Jose is joining me today. She is the new chapter president here in Portland of Young Catholic Professionals. Well, it's wonderful that so many people can come together from so many different jobs and career paths, or maybe just an idea of a career path that they want to enter into. Tell our listeners about some of the events that they'll be able to join in that's really going to help them get them into the right direction and hopefully the right career that they are looking for.
Yes, we do have on Tuesday, October 11th, an executive virtue panel discussion on the virtue of charity. It will be at St. Michael, the Archangel Church, from 7 to 9 p.m. It will be with three diverse panelists that will apply the virtue of charity to everyday life, as well as living virtuously in the workplace. We also have an executive speaker series with Becca Spencer, a Catholic professional who is in the healthcare industry, on November 8th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Ascension Catholic Church. And then on Saturday, in the following month, December 10th, we have a St. Joseph Advent Retreat at Mount Angel Abbey. It will help all come and recenter themselves during Advent and deepen their prayer life with Mass. That is at Mount Angel Abbey, and check back with our website for the timing at ycpportland.org.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, Christmas will be here soon enough.
In addition, YCP Portland does help young adults get connected to their local Catholic parish and its young adult ministries.
Well, again, Jesse, such a great program for people that, well, that are just really trying to gain that foothold in their career, or maybe, you know, just need that support they need to be Catholics in the workplace. For those who are unfamiliar, maybe now they've listened to you and say, yep, this is where I need to be. Tell us a little bit about the membership, how they can join, and what that allows them to do.
Great. You don't have to be a member to actually come to any of the Young Catholic Professional events. If you're in your 20s and 30s, you are invited to come. And there is an option for membership that you can find out more about once you come, or you can go to our website at ycpportland.org. You can also stay connected through our social media on Instagram. It's YCP Portland, one word. Facebook is YCP space Portland. And we have a LinkedIn, Young Catholic Professionals, Portland chapter.
Well, that's fantastic for young people. I unfortunately only know how to put into a Google search YCP Portland. But you know what? That'll get you to all the information you need to know. Well, Jesse, wow, it's wonderful to meet you. You've got your work cut out for you. I'm so happy to know that you will be there as president for the next year at Young Catholic Professionals. And again, I really appreciate so much of your time today.
Thank you so much, Brenda. God bless you.
And God bless you too. Again, that is Jessie Jose. She is the president of the Portland chapter of Young Catholic Professionals. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find all of those social media pages, and also a link directly to their chapter webpage. You're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and of course, the Hail Mary Media app.